During this week, some of you have been reading through the book of Acts.
Počas tohoto týždňa mnohí z vás prečítali knihu Skutky apoštolov.
I wonder whether anyone read right through the book of Acts.
A verím, že niektorí prečítali celú tú knihu.
This book has been called the book of numbers in the New Testament.
Táto kniha sa nazýva knihou čísel v Novom zákone.
It's also been called the book of excitement.
A takisto je nazývaná aj knihou prekvapení.
It's certainly one of the most interesting books in the Bible.
Je to jedna z najzaujímavejších kníh v Biblii.
It tells us of the activities of the Holy Spirit.
Pretože hovorí o aktivite Ducha Svätého.
And it tells us of the life and the vitality of the early church.
Hovorí o živote a vitalite ranej kresťanskej cirkvi.
This life and vitality was seen in growth.
A tento život a vitalita prvej cirkvi spôsobovala rast.
There was growth in numbers.
Rast početný.
And there was also spiritual growth and development.
Ale tiež aj duchovný rast a rozvoj.
You just think of these verses.
Premýšľajte o týchto veršoch.
Acts 2 verse 41.
Skutky 2. kapitola 41.
Those who accepted the message of people were baptized and about 3,000 were added to their number that day.
A tí, ktorí ochotne prijali jeho slovo, dali sa pokrstiť a pripojilo sa toho dňa okolo 3,000 duší.
Verse 47. The church enjoyed the favor of all the people and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
47. verš hovorí, chválili Boha a mali milosť u všetkého ľudu a Pán pridával cirkvi zachránených každý deň.
Chapter 4, verse 4.
4. kapitola, 4. verš.
Many who heard the message believed and the number of men grew to about 5,000.
Ale mnohí z tých, ktorí počuli slovo, uverili a narastol počet mužov asi na 5,000.
Now we don't know exactly how many people there were in Jerusalem at that time.
Nevieme presne, koľko ľudí asi bolo v Jeruzaleme v tom
čase. But the best authorities tell us probably about 20 or 25,000 people.
Ale tí, ktorí majú s tým skúsenosti, hovoria, že tam mohlo byť okolo 20-25 tisíc ľudí.
And within just a few weeks after Jesus ascended to heaven,
a len za niekoľko dní potom, čo Ježiš vstúpil na nebesia,
there were 5,000 men who were believers in the city.
V tomto meste už bolo 5,000 mužov, ktorí uverili.
Plus women and children.
A k tomu ešte ženy a deti.
So probably 15,000 of the 25,000 were believers in Jesus.
Mohli by sme rátať, že tam mohlo byť 15 alebo 20 tisíc veriacich už.
Chapter 5 verse 14.
A potom je tu 5. kapitola 15.
More
verš.
And more men and women believed in the Lord and were added to their number.
14. Čím ďalej tým viac veriacich sa pridávalo k Pánovi, množstvo mužov a žien.
Chapter 5 and verse 28.
5. kapitola, verš 28.
Jerusalem was filled with this teaching of the resurrection of Jesus.
Tam sa hovorí, že celý Jeruzalem bol naplnený učením o vzkriesení Ježiša.
Chapter 6, verse 1.
Kapitola 6, prvý
verš. The number of disciples was increasing.
Tam sa hovorí, že počet učeníkov stále rastol.
Verse 7, the word of God spread.
7. verš a slovo Božie rástlo.
The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly.
Počet učeníkov sa množil v Jeruzaleme veľmi.
And a large number of priests also became obedient to the faith.
A dokonca aj veľký zástup kňazov bol poslušný viere.
So every strata of society was affected by the story of Jesus.
Príbehom o Ježišovi boli zasiahnuté všetky skupiny, spoločenské skupiny.
And it wasn't just numeric growth.
Ale nebol to len početný rast.
Their lives were changed.
Ich život sa zmenil.
They followed the apostles' teaching.
Oni nasledovali učenie apoštolov.
They devoted themselves to fellowship.
Oni budovali spoločenstvo.
They were committed to the communion and to prayer.
Stretávali sa k modlitbám a k spoločenstvu.
There were wonders and miraculous signs amongst the people.
A boli tam zázraky a divy, ktoré sa prejavovali medzi ľuďmi.
Everybody was committed to using their material possessions to help each other.
A každý, kto niečo mal, tak svoj majetok prinášali, aby to pomáhalo jedným.
There was a real change in the lives of these people.
A takže to bola reálna, skutočná zmena v živote týchto ľudí.
And the people of the city liked what they saw.
A ľudia, ktorí boli v meste, boli tomu radi, mali
that's,
ich radi.
That's one translation of chapter 2 verse 47.
To je jeden z prekladov druhej kapitoly 47. verša.
The people of the city of Jerusalem liked what they saw in the Christian church.
Tam je v tom preklade povedané, že ľudia v tomto meste sa tešili z toho, čo videli.
Now, when you look at the metaphors used of the Bible in the New Testament, used of the church in the New Testament.
Keď si všímame metafory, ktoré sú používané v Novom zákone,
all the metaphors of the Christian church speak about vitality and growth and energy.
Všetky tieto symboly cirkvi zaznamenané v Novom zákone hovoria o vitalite, o raste.
You know, it's really strange that today a lot of people look at the church and say it's boring.
Je to smutné a zvláštne, že v súčasnosti veľa ľudí sa pozerá na cirkev ako na niečo, čo je strašne únavné.
How could we lose contact with the gospel to such an extent that the church becomes boring?
Ako sme mohli stratiť kontakt s evanjelium a že to došlo tak ďaleko, že cirkev sa zdá nudná, únavná?
Why we become so irrelevant that the church has become boring?
Ako sme mohli stratiť ten svoj záujem, zámer, pre ktorý sme tu, že cirkev sa stala nudná?
There was nothing boring in the New Testament church.
V novozmluvnej cirkvi nebolo nič nudné.
The church was full of life and energy and vitality.
Cirkev vtedy bola plná života, energie a vitality.
And every metaphor that is used in scripture of the church speaks of this life and vitality.
A všetky symboly cirkvi, ktoré sú obsiahnuté v Novej zmluve, hovoria o životaschopnosti a vitalite.
The church is described as a body.
Pretože cirkev je tam napríklad opísaná ako telo.
And a body is always changing.
Telo sa stále mení.
A body is always growing.
Telo stále rastie.
More ways than one.
Niekedy zo šírky. Right?
The church is described as a city.
Cirkev je tam potom opísaná ako mesto.
Now, I was brought up in the country. I was brought up on a farm in the country a long way from cities.
Ja som vyrastol na dedine, ďaleko od miest.
When I was a boy, our nearest neighbor was about 20 kilometers away.
Keď som bol chlapec, tak 20 kilometrov odtiaľ bola nejaká.
But I really love cities.
Najbližší sused.
I really love cities.
A preto veľmi som mal rád mesta.
And you know, God loves cities.
A takisto aj Pán Boh má rád mesta.
Because cities are people.
Pretože mesta to sú ľudia.
Have you noticed the Bible story starts in a garden?
Všimli ste si, že ten príbeh Biblie začína v záhrade?
But it ends up in a city.
Ale na konci to končí v meste.
Because a city is people.
Pretože mesto to sú ľudia.
And God loves people.
Pán Boh má rád ľudí.
And a city is vibrant and vital and dynamic.
Pretože mesto to je také živé, životaschopné, dynamické.
In the Trans-European Division we have some big cities.
V našej transeurópskej divízii máme niektoré veľmi veľké
Cairo,
mesta.
Cairo 20 million people. Cairo 20 million people.
Kahira 20 miliónov ľudí.
Karachi 14 million people.
Karachi má 14 miliónov ľudí.
Khartoum 14 million people.
Khartoum má 14 miliónov.
These are big cities.
To sú obrovské mesta.
And the city is just throbbing with life.
A to mesto to priamo vyžaruje životom.
When you're in those cities you can feel the city.
A keď vojdete do takého veľkého mesta, tam to cítite.
Reminds me of the old lady who was coming to our church once.
Spomínam si na jednu starú pani, ktorá prišla do nášho zboru.
She was about 92 years old.
A už mala 92 rokov.
And she was quite deaf.
Ona bola hluchá skoro.
But she just loved to come to church, she said.
Ale ona rada chodila do zboru.
She had been unchurched all of her life. She had never gone to church.
Nikdy predtým nechodila do cirkvi a nepatrila k veriacim.
And now she started to come to church.
Ale začala chodiť do zboru.
And at church we had some fairly vibrant music and worship.
A v tom zbore sme mali takú veselú a živú hudbu.
And one day she said, "Pastor, I really like coming to your church." She
a ona raz kričala, pretože bola dosť nahluchlá a hovorí, "Kazateľ, ja strašne rada chodím do vášho zboru."
And you see, when a person is deaf, they think everybody else is deaf.
Pretože tí, ktorí sú hluchí, si myslia, že všetci ostatní sú
tiež nahluchí. She said, "Pastor, I like coming to your church."
A ona hovorí, "Kazateľ, ja strašne rada chodím
do vášho
zboru."
Because here I can hear the music.
Pretože tu môžem počuť hudbu.
And if I can't hear it, I can feel it.
A keď nemôžem dobre to počuť, tak to aspoň cítim.
And that's one reason why I like cities. You can feel them.
A ona hovorí, že ja mám rada mesta, pretože to môžem cítiť.
And God loves cities.
Ale aj Pán Boh má rád mesta.
And he described the church as a city.
A taktiež opisuje cirkev ako
mesto. Growing, changing, vital.
Rastúce, ktoré sa stále mení a je vitálne.
He also described the church as a nation.
A ona tiež, Biblia opisuje cirkev ako národ.
Growing, changing, vital.
Ktorý rastie, ktorý sa mení, ktorý je vitálny.
He described the church as his bride.
A tiež opisuje cirkev ako nevestu.
The church is the bride of Jesus.
Pretože cirkev je nevesta Kristova.
That's an important concept.
A to je veľmi dôležitý koncept.
It tells us how much God loves us.
To nám hovorí, ako nás Pán Boh má rád.
It tells us how important we are to God.
A hovorí nám to, ako, aký sme pre Pána Boha dôležití.
It also tells us we better be very careful what we say about the church.
Ale tiež nám to hovorí, že musíme byť veľmi opatrní na to, čo hovoríme o cirkvi.
I found in every culture in the world.
Objavil som to vo všetkých kultúrach na svete.
If you want to get into a fight,
keď prídete do nejakého sporu,
you criticize a man's bride.
Tak kritizujete vlastne niekoho nevestu.
And see what happens to you.
A viete, čo sa potom stane?
You cannot afford in any culture to criticize a man's bride.
To, čo si nesmiete v žiadnej kultúre dovoliť niekomu kritizovať nevestu.
And it is a very brave person who would criticize the church.
A ten, kto kritizuje cirkev, tak to robí veľmi, veľmi nerozumne.
Because the church is the bride of Jesus Christ.
Pretože cirkev to je nevesta Kristova.
And although the church is weak and defective. Although the church is weak and defective.
Aj keď cirkev je porušená a slabá,
he loves the church.
On ju miluje.
And this metaphor of the church being the bride also tells us that the church is vital and growing and changing.
A tento obraz cirkvi ako nevesty takisto nám hovorí, že cirkev je živá, vitálna a že ona rastie.
Because brides change.
Pretože nevesta tá sa mení.
All of us men who have gotten married, we know that. They change.
Všetci muži, ktorí sa oženili, vedia, že ako sa potom tá žena mení.
They can change their minds.
Mení sa jej myslenie.
Without asking our permission.
Ona sa už nepýta si povolenie.
And they also grow and change in other ways too.
Takisto potom rastie a mení sa iným spôsobom.
So all of these metaphors, they describe the vitality and the growth of the church.
Takže všetky tieto metafory opisujú vitalitu a rast cirkvi.
Where did all this growth in the book of Acts start?
V knihe Skutkov si všimnime, kde začína ten rast.
It all started with the words of Jesus in chapter 1.
Všetko to začína slovami Ježiša Krista v prvej kapitole.
Jesus had died.
Ježiš zomrel.
He had risen from the grave.
Bol skriesený z hrobu.
And then he spent 40 days walking and talking with his disciples.
A potom strávil 40 dní, chodil a hovoril s učeníkmi.
And you'll notice in Acts 1 verse 2.
A v Skutkoch 1, druhý verš.
He gave instruction to his disciples through the Holy Spirit.
Tam je napísané, že dal svojim učeníkom skrze Svätého Ducha prikázania.
And in verse 3 he gave many convincing proofs that he was alive.
A tiež im ukazoval sa 40 dní a hovoril im o kráľovstve Božom.
Over a period of 40 days Jesus spent time with his disciples.
Celých 40 dní strávil Ježiš so svojimi učeníkmi.
And then just before he went to heaven.
A potom tesne predtým ako vstúpil na nebesia,
Jesus spoke with his disciples again about the Holy Spirit.
Opäť s nimi hovoril o Duchu Svätom.
He said in verse 4.
Vo verši 4. Im povedal.
Now, do not leave Jerusalem.
Neodchádzajte z Jeruzalema.
But wait for the gift my Father promised.
Ale čakajte na zasľúbenie Otcovo.
The gift which you heard me speak about.
Zasľúbenie, o ktorom ste počuli odo mňa.
For John baptized with water.
Pretože Ján krstil vodou.
But in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
Ale vy budete pokrstení Svätým Duchom už nie o mnoho dní.
Jesus was about to leave.
Ježiš mal odísť.
This was his last discussion as a human God on this earth talking to his disciples.
Toto bol jeho posledný rozhovor, keď hovoril ako človek, ako Boh v ľudskom tele ku učeníkom, ku svojim najbližším.
Do not just rush out.
Yes.
Do not just rush out. Do not leave Jerusalem.
Nechoďte, neutekajte z Jeruzalema.
Wait.
Ale čakajte.
Make sure that you receive the gift.
Buďte si istí, že obdržíte ten dar.
The gift my Father has promised.
Dar, ktorý vám zasľúbil
môj Otec. The gift you've heard me speak about.
Dar, o ktorom ste počuli odo mňa.
The Holy Spirit.
Svätého Ducha.
John baptized with water.
Ján krstil vodou.
You must be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
Ale vy musíte byť pokrstení Duchom Svätým.
And the disciples weren't really listening.
A učeníci počúvali.
They interrupted his discussion.
Ale moc dobré asi nepočúvali, lebo ho prerušovali.
And they raised what I often refer to as a very Adventist question.
A potom hneď postavili jednu veľmi adventistickú otázku.
They said, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?
A oni mu hovoria, Pane, a či už v týchto dňoch ideš obnoviť kráľovstvo Izraela?
Tell us, what's the order of the events leading up to your coming and the establishment of your kingdom of glory?
Pane, vysvetli nám, ako tie udalosti budú jedna za druhou nasledovať, keď ty prídeš a nastoliš svoje
and
kráľovstvo.
Jesus stopped them.
A Ježíš ich zastavil.
He said, it is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority.
A on im hovorí, to nie je vašou vecou zvedieť časy alebo doby, ktoré si Otec uložil vo svojej vlastnej
but
moci.
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you.
Ale príjmite moc Svätého Ducha.
And you'll be my witnesses.
Ktorý príde na vás a budete mi svedkami.
In Jerusalem,
v Jeruzaleme,
Judea, Samaria,
v Judsku a Samárii,
and to the ends of the earth.
A tak až do poslednej končiny zeme.
10 days later.
O 10 dní neskôr.
After 10 days of prayer.
Po 10 dňoch modlitieb.
Jesus, our ascended Savior.
Ježiš vstúpil.
He sent the Holy Spirit to his waiting disciples.
Ale vstúpil na nebesia, ale zoslal Svätého Ducha na svojich učeníkov. Oni sa modlili.
They waited.
Oni čakali.
The Holy Spirit came.
Duch Svätý zostúpil.
They received spiritual power.
Dostali moc Svätého Ducha.
They received spiritual gifts.
Obdržali duchovné dary.
They received spiritual fruit.
Obdržali ovocie ducha.
And they told the story of Jesus with power.
A potom zvestovali príbeh evanjelium o Ježišovi s mocou.
And all the growth and the vitality of the book of Acts started right here.
A celý ten rast a vitalita prvokresťanskej cirkvi začala týmto.
Prayer,
modlitba,
the baptism of the Holy Spirit,
krst Duchom Svätým,
and a clear testimony to the death, the burial and the resurrection of Jesus.
A jasné svedectvo o smrti, o ukrižovaní smrti, pochovaní a vzkriesení Ježiša Krista.
Of course there were other factors.
Samozrejme boli tam ešte ďalšie faktory.
Every believer knew that they were a minister.
Každý z tých veriacich sa zapojil do služby.
And the early church changed and adapted to the cultural context that they found themselves in.
Samozrejme, tá prvokresťanská cirkev sa menila a snažila sa to evanjelium prispôsobiť kontextu tej
and
doby.
And their church was community based.
A tá prvokresťanská cirkev bola založená na spoločenstve,
and
na komunite.
And they addressed social justice issues.
Oni mali sociálne posolstvo.
But it all began with the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Ale to všetko začalo krstom Duchom Svätým.
And the Holy Spirit, as Jesus said, wishes to flow through us.
Duch Svätý, ktorého Ježiš zosiela,
as a river of living water.
Ako rieka živej vody.
To bring refreshment to thirsty people around us.
Aby sme priniesli občerstvenie smedným ľuďom okolo nás.
And lead them to Jesus.
Aby sme ich viedli ku Ježišovi.
And as I stand before you just to say goodbye.
Keďže teraz som tu pred vami, aby som sa s vami rozlúčil.
And to say thank you for the opportunity of being with you this week.
Chcem vám poďakovať úprimne za tú možnosť byť s vami na tomto mieste počas
týždňa. I could not do any other than bring you these final words of Jesus.
Nemôžem vám nič iné povedať, len tie slová, ktoré povedal Ježiš.
It's been good to be with you.
Bolo mi fajn s vami, dobre.
I've enjoyed the time that we've shared.
Tešil som sa z toho času, ktorý sme prežili spolu.
And it's my prayer that you will know each day that you are baptized with the Spirit.
A mojou modlitbou je, aby ste cítili každý deň, že ste znovu pokrstení Duchom Svätým.
It's my prayer that you will find a new relationship with the Holy Spirit.
A mojou modlitbou je, aby ste si vybudovali nový vzťah s Duchom Svätým.
And that the Holy Spirit will be able to baptize you every day and flow through you and make you vital and alive to lead people to Jesus Christ.
Mojou prosbou tiež je, aby Duch Svätý vás každý deň obnovil, aby ste boli každý deň pokrstení Duchom Svätým, aby vám dal tú vitalitu a silu, tú svedectvu.
I pray that God will bless you each.
Modlím sa o to, aby každého z vás Pán Boh požehnal.
Thank you. Amen.